Are you interested in shortwave and medium-wave free radio?
The Pirates Week.
Check out the website.
The Pirates Week Podcast, your home for shortwave pirate information. PiratesWeek.info. That's PiratesWeek.info.
A transmitter song, they say that it's wrong, because I never paid them the dough. So curse ye, scallywags, you'll never take away my pirate radio.
Are you interested in shortwave and medium-wave free radio?
The Pirates Week Podcast, your home for shortwave pirate information.
Ragnar is doing it again. The Pirates Week is back. Listen to it.
The Pirates Week.
Check out the website.
The Pirates Week Podcast, your home for shortwave pirate information. PiratesWeek.info. That's PiratesWeek.info.
Breaking the law, oh, oh. Breaking the law.
I am 8 years old. Got on the pirate radio. Land of the free and home of the brave. FTC calling your grave.
It's Sunday, September 27th, 2009. Well, I am Ragnar Dansjold, and this is a pirate recording with the mobile setup, but we are still able to get something out to you this week. Got a couple pirates in the news stories for you this week, and we're also going to go through some relevant forum postings in the internet, including the Free Radio Network and note stations logged per the Free Radio Weekly. Got a couple off-air recordings for you from this week and some closing thoughts from me, so stay tuned. It's a Pirates Week.
Almost live from the Fuking Ionosphere, it's the Pirates Week with Ragnar Dansjold.
Also from the blogosphere, found this next one. Free Radio Combination Group, associated with Cool AM, have posted on their website a collection of outtakes of Europirates, jingles, air checks, outtakes from Radio Caroline, Mi Amigo, Radio North Sea, Veronica, Voice of Peace, Radio London, and many, many more. Even a couple videos. That's the Free Radio Combination Group. Links in the show notes.
Breaking the law, breaking the law, oh, breaking the law. Breaking the law, breaking the law,
oh, breaking the law. It's the Pirates Week for Sunday, January 6th, 2013. I am Ragnar Dansjold, and this is the Pirates Week, a show dedicated to pirate radio, concentrating on the shortwave spectrum. Pirates in the news stories and news from around the blogosphere, including pirates messing with cars in Florida, and how to make your own pirate radio station on FM. We're going to go through some top forum posts on the internet and note stations logged per the Free Radio Weekly. We got a couple off-air recordings for you this week and some closing thoughts from me, so stay tuned. It's a Pirates Week.
Almost live from the Fuking Ionosphere, it's the Pirates Week with Ragnar Dansjold.
Well, hey, welcome to 2013, and I hope you all had a great holiday season and some great DXing. The propagation has been pretty good to us lately, and the pirates, well, they've been active. And we're going to get into some of that great pirate scene. First, let's get into some housekeeping. A couple things I wanted to get out of the way. A couple months ago, over the last month or two, I have hinted at some changes for the show over the last month, and I've been thinking of where I wanted to take it. You know, I have swung from pretty much buying time on WBCQ to kind of killing the show altogether. And even up to this very morning, I wasn't sure what I wanted to do. But, you know, after I sat down here behind the big white mic, I knew I couldn't kill it. I've been doing this pretty much since 2005, and it's become too big of a part of my life just to walk away. I also know how big of a pain in the butt it is to keep up a weekly show, and after I started doing the Pirates Week back in 2005, around 2008 it pretty much took off, and a bunch of radio stations started airing it, including pirate stations, LPFM stations, even a couple broadcast stations were airing the show. This kind of put a little pressure on me to produce a better show, which was good, but it also included keeping up the weekly format and keeping it to a real strict half-hour time frame, and it started to become cumbersome, you know, by 2009, 2010, and by 2011, I was pretty much done with it. I took most of 2011 off and brought it back to 2012, pretty much over last year as a monthly-only podcast. And now it's 2013, and like I said, when I sat down this morning, I was going to kill the show. But I just can't do that. I'm determined to bring it back as a weekly show. It needs to be a weekly show. The monthly show just was not cutting it. Only this time, so I am bringing it back as a weekly show, but this time I'm going to produce it the way I originally envisioned it. A little more loose, not as polished, and the length is going to be variable, depending on the amount of material each week we got to talk about. And if I miss a show, because, you know, I do have a bit of a life to enjoy, well, I'm not going to feel bad about it. So there it is. The Pirates Week is back. We're going to be weekly again this year, and, you know, you get what you get. And with that being said, let's get into the show.
Pirates in the news.
Well, there's only one big news story this last week. Actually, this show is going to cover the last couple weeks, you know, over the holidays. Police in Florida said they were searching for a man whose alleged pirate radio station was jamming the signals from dozens of keyless entry systems for cars. Hollywood, Florida. Hollywood police said that they were left baffled for months as to why their keyless systems were not working. Some found they no longer had the problem when they left the immediate area. This is from the South Florida Sun Sentinel. Investigators said the culprit is believed to be a pirate radio station that had been broadcasting on 104.7 FM from the roof of the 8-story Regents Bank building, one block from the police headquarters. Police seized the equipment and said later that a man only who identified himself as Jay called that building's maintenance worker shortly afterwards to ask if he had taken the equipment. He said no, the cops came and took it, and the man could be arrested on felony charges in Florida, bringing a fine of at least $10,000 from the FCC, and that's the big story this week. Like I said, an FM broadcast pirate station interfering with keyless entries for automobiles. Now, that's a lot of people kind of scratched their head on that, and there was a little bit of wondering maybe it was a harmonic, a third or fourth. The speculation was, like they said, he was on 104.7. That would be the third harmonic of 315 megahertz, and most of the keyless entry operate on a frequency of 315 megahertz for North American-made cars. So, the third harmonic. So, of 104.7. Yeah. band pass filters, people. If you're going to be running an FM station, you really need to filter your output signal and, you know, so you keep off aircraft bands, remote keyless entry plans. You want to keep it to the frequency that you are intending to broadcast on. Okay, taking a look around the blogosphere for some other stuff. I did receive a Christmas card, and this isn't in the blogosphere as much as it was in my email inbox, a Christmas card over the holiday season from the Europirate Radio Nova. Grievous noted that all good things must soon end sooner or later. After 16 years on shortwave, Free Radio Nova signed off permanently at last April. Grievous making it official that the Free Radio Nova, it will no longer be taking to the airwaves. I also get made contact with an old friend, Michael W. Dean, of various things. He did some from a band. He also did, he's done some podcasts over the time, several of them. Right now he's doing the Freedom Fiends podcast, and he's been a friend of the show for quite some time. He's updated his publication, Make Your Own Liberty Radio Station, for $250. This is a step-by-step explanation of setting up your own LPFM station for beginners. Links will be in the show notes, along with the ability to download this PDF. I'll have it on my FTP site, as well as Mike having it on his site. Like I said, links will be in the show notes. If you want to set up your own LPFM station, this is, and have no idea of what if you're a newbie to it completely, take a look at this. This is a real step-by-step for beginners, and very easy to read. And yeah, take a look at it. Get on the air. It's a lot of fun. What else? Oh, we're getting into Fest season. Yes, the Shortwave Listeners Winter Fest is just around the corner. And just hit my inbox, the Fest website, www.swlfest.com, has been updated with the registration and hotel information for 2013. As in the case of 2012, you can register for the fest online with PayPal. You can also book your hotel room via a special website set up by the hotel. All those links are visible and active in the fest website. A tip of the cap to Thomas Witherspoon for updating the PayPal information. Please pass this information along all to your shortwave friends who aren't online. This is, of course, the SWL Shortwave Listeners Winterfest, made by NASWA, the North American Shortwave Association. 54 days, actually about 53 or 52 days and counting now, and a real good time at the Shortwave Listeners Winterfest, a gathering of the DX unwashed, as it were. I don't know if I'll be there or not this year. I was intending to, but the week before I got some friends coming in from out of town, and I don't know, it's going to be tight for me to do if I'm going to show or not. I'd like to, really would. Let's take a look around the various forums now. For the last week or so, the venerable pirate radio logging site has been down, the FRN. There has been some activity over on the Google forum named Free Radio North America, if you want to check that out. But the HF Underground continues to be active. Cyberflex started an interesting topic over there at HFU. He needed help pulling in pirate radio station. He's a bit of a newbie looking for help to start to listening to shortwave pirates, and the community stepped up to supply some fundamental information. Some good stuff there. Beerus noted that you pretty much need to park your receiver on 6925. That is the most active frequency for shortwave pirates in the last, well, geez, almost a decade now. Yeah, pretty much listen to there pretty much for, oh, if you listen for 2 or 3 days in a row, you're going to hear something, especially on the weekends. 6925. Beerus also says, find and eliminate any egregious sources of radio frequency interference in your home. Plasma screen TVs, fluorescent lamps, and the like. For antennas, keep it simple. A simple dipole, pretty much the largest one you can fit, is a really good basic antenna. That's what I use, a dipole cut to 6925, strung between a couple trees in my backyard. Hey, you can even just put it in your attic. I did that for a number of years. If you can't get a dipole outside, put one in your attic.
Beerus goes on to say, consider a radio upgrade. An upgraded radio can offer you superior sensitivity, selectivity, and maybe a useful noise blanker. If you have a decent computer, consider one of the number of the software-defined radios. SDRs that have been on the market lately, you can get one for between $200 and $500 bucks. You can grab yourself an SDR. The thread goes on for over 40 replies. Some really good information there for the beginner pirate DXer for shortwave pirates, and you might want to check that out. Okay, let's wrap it up for what has been heard on the airs for the last week. This is coming from the Free Radio Weekly, number 883, January 5th, 2013, covering free radio activity from December 29th to January 4th. Stations being logged on air this last week include Blue Ocean Radio, Captain Morgan, Chamber Pot Radio, Cool AM, well, a relay of Cool AM by Blue Ocean Radio, Radio Jamba International, Renegade Radio, Radio Ronin Shortwave, Radio True North, WBNY, WBOG, Radio Ronin, Undercover Radio, WFMT Family Radio, WPOD, White Punks on Dope, and XFM, all stations being heard on air this last week. There's some special news coming in on this Free Radio Weekly. We'd like to say a sad goodbye to John Sedlak. He had to resign as editor. We thank you, John, for your support. And I also am an editor over there. In fact, I think this is my week. I got to do 884 next Saturday. Get your logins in by Friday night. 0:00 UTC, thank you. And I usually put it out Saturday morning. Being an editor is really not that difficult. We do need another editor to replace John. I think we do have a one in the wings who may be stepping up. We could always use more. If you're interested in being an editor, contact me or one of the other editors, and we'll give you the instructions and forms and all the stuff that you need. Not hard to do. Just a couple hours every several weeks. I mean, come around every 3 or 4 weeks, you got to do a Free Radio Weekly. Not a big deal, and we could use the help. It's a great publication. Comes, hits your email inbox. You should be receiving it. If you're listening to this show, you really need to be on the list for the Free Radio Weekly. Send your loggings in, and every week you get an email of the Free Radio Weekly, and shows all the information that's going on. A great source of information, a cool publication. Okay, with that being out of the way, hey, thanks, John, for your help in the last few years putting out your editions.
You know the weird guy in the corner of the office who always has his headphones on? That's you!
Okay, you know what that means. It's time for some off-air recordings. Let's start off with one of my favorites. This is going back actually a couple weeks. This is going back to Christmas. Ann Hoffer Live, 6925 Upper Side Band, Christmas Eve, 12/24/2012, 2240 to 2258-ish. Had a pretty good signal on Ann playing her guitar along with Santa being there in the room, broadcasting live on Christmas Eve. Let's take a listen to Ann Hoffer Live.
Come on, Santa. You got to finish, Santa. much as I love my new color guitar. You play that song a lot. Santa really likes that song. Oh, there's my doggy, my little doggy. Hi, doggy. My little Sparky Barky. He's my little baby. Okay, let me come out. Ed Hopper is live. The 2251. Santa's just finished playing his little thing here. Happy Santa. Happy Santa.
Let's get one more in from 2 weeks ago. This would have been Christmas, Christmas Day, 6925 AM, a big SINPO 45444 for WFMT Family Radio. They're sign on with their tubular bells, IDs by Sonia Norwood, and the whole program of pretty mellow music of pretty all tubular bells. So a real mellow mix, a great choice for Christmas Day. The signal did die for around 22:45, but we did have a good catch of WFMT Family Radio.
Norwood, and you're listening to Family Radio.
Okay, let's get one last off-air recordings, and this is going to be from this last week. The Philco Guy. He caught the Big Q New Year's 2013 broadcast. This is from New Year's Eve, broadcasting on 1710. DJ Michael J. O'Brien sitting in for the Midnight Man over New Year's. This is just a compilation of station IDs, jingles, and some old commercials or two. Shout out to some loyal listeners. Take a listen to the Big Q on 1710.
Station in the universe does. The Big Q with the oldies here on AM, and he's got that Lubbock, Texas kind of accent. Mike the Baby. Oh, he did it. Buddy Holly, Mike the Baby. Hello, and thank you for tuning in between the faves and stuff to listen to this oldie music on the Big Q. This is Michael J. O'Brien. Oldies with Michael J. O'Brien filling for the Midnight Man. And it sure doesn't rain in Southern California, but dash, it snows in the Midwest. If you're still snowed in, that's okay. Use your portable radio and listen to the Big Q, because we got the oldies.
Out on the West we
If you want to go ahead and send in your off-air recordings, I'd love to play them on the show. You can put them up on the FTP site, shortwavepirateupload.homeftp.org. Links, of course, are on the homepage, piratesweek.info. No need to notify me. I'll see the new upload. Be sure to have the frequency and date in the title or the ID3 tags. Love to have some material for the show over, over the weeks. What else? I have brought back the Gulch. I know a lot of people like the Gulch. That's my Shoutcast stream. I'm listening to my... I use a PCR 1000 fed by the big dipole in the backyard. You can hear what my radio is hearing and log as I tune around the dial, log various pirate stations. Links to the Gulch can also be found at the show's homepage, pirateweek.info. Pimping stuff, we might as well take this first broadcast of the year, go down the list of all the places I pimp my stuff, starting off with the homepage, piratesweek.info. You can reach me by email at piratesweek.gmail.com. Friend me on Facebook. I'm Ragnar Danisjold on Facebook, as well as the show page. You can like that as well on Facebook, Pirates Week on Facebook. We're also on Twitter and Google Plus. Yeah, I know. I'm a media whore. I'm everywhere. And, check out. I do a lot of stuff, live postings of what I'm hearing. And, like I said, I'm everywhere. Okay, let's wrap up this puppy. What did we learn this week? Well, we learned, the Pirates Week is back. And we're going to try to keep a weekly schedule, more or less. And, we also learned if you're new to pirate radio listening, there are a bunch of sources of material out there for the beginner, starting off over at the HFU and some stuff linked to the show notes here for this broadcast. And lastly, we did learn that if you're going to run a pirate radio station on the same block as your local police department, try to keep from locking them out of their own police cars unless you want your equipment confiscated. Not a good way to run a station. Okay, that's going to wrap up this edition of the Pirates Week. Look for a new show next Sunday, and until then, as always, thanks for listening.
Boat Anchor Soft Glow to your MP3 player via the World Wide Web. We meld the oldest and the newest audio technology. Welcome to the Pirates Week.
That's piratesweek.info.
You are without doubt the worst pirate I've ever heard of.
But you have heard of me.